y'all nasty after midnight. Calling the Duchess because you can't stop thinking about that giantess ass smothering you. But you took it a step further and wanted to get down and dirty with the ebony giantess. Mm-hmm. You know exactly what I'm talking about, and you went there. Deep in there. I am curious what runs through the mind of someone with a giantess fetish. This is where I turn to you, my callers and subs, for your input. I know the aspect of a woman overpowering you is part of this kink. Specifically, being small and helpless to stop the giantess from having her way with you. And then there are those fetishists that like face-sitting and other forms of submission that are in the risque arena. A giantess who wants to sit on your face might make that the last request of you that you will ever be able to comply with. This fetish makes use of all your senses, the taste, scent, feel, and touch of pleasuring such a large being. And then there is penetration. I am referring to a special type of penetration, though. Giantess ass worship being the ultimate. For extreme giantess fans, there is nothing they won't do for their giantess ebony femdom. What I want to know is what you would do and why you like it. Here's your assignment. It's to write 3 things you love about giantess femdom. How did you get into the fetish? And what your favorite giantess roleplay is? Leave your answer in the comments. And then after you're done, call the Ebony Femdom for a giantess rendezvous. The number? 1-800-601-6975. That's where you reach me. When you're connected, ask the dispatcher to connect you with Duchess Willow. We can talk about the other naughty things you love about giantess femdom when you call